Swipers, and welcome to Tinder is the Night, hosted by Emily Schoberg. You can follow at Tinder is the Night Pod on Instagram and at Tinder Podcast on Twitter. Today, I am joined by Tinder match number 4, Jake. Hi, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing good, Emily. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing so good. Jake is the first podcast guest to go to my apartment, and that was just because I forgot my USB drive, but we are here. Don't know if you wanted me to tell the whole world that, the whole podcast world, but hey, here we are. So how's your day been?
Day's been all right. I had a calc recitation, but we didn't do anything. There was like no one that showed up because we had an exam yesterday, so I was the only one in there, so we got let out early, and then...
You were the only one in there?
No, I was one of the only ones in there. That would have been awesome if I was the only one, but I mean, that's just the way it is. But I went to a drum store in, I forget the name of the town, but it's like, Point Park is right in the middle of Oakland in this drum store. So I went to the drum store and I got some cool stuff. And then I came here and I met Emily.
Yes. How long were you here waiting for me? I felt bad.
Like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I don't feel bad anymore.
Good.
Oh, yeah. So, just some introduction questions. What's your major?
My major, I came in to school as a pre-dental major, chemistry, and I hated biology. I hate chemistry. So, I'm switching to business information systems next semester.
Ooh, that's cool. So... I know you're switching, so it's a weird question, but why dentist?
Well, I had a family friend who was going to Pitt for dental school, and he was telling me all about, this is going to sound really weird, but he's telling me about modern denture installation. Basically, if you're squeamish, I'd turn this off right now. So basically what they do is they take all your teeth out, and then they drill into your gums, and then they put in these metal rods that have, you could screw other pieces of metal into them, and then the dentures snap right in, and then you can brush them, you can eat with them just like regular teeth, you just snap them in and out, and I thought that was the shit, so I'm like, I'm gonna be a dentist that puts dentures in people's mouths. And then I came to Pitt, I took biology and chemistry, I'm like, yeah, I'm not a STEM major, so I switched.
That dental stuff actually sounds really cool. Like, I don't know, I'm second-guessing my major right now. Except I don't like science and stuff either. Oh, I brought goggles to college. Like, around-the-face goggles.
Like my swim goggles? Or like...
No, like chemistry goggles.
Oh,
My teacher in high school for chemistry, she's like... Okay, we're having a fundraiser. You have to buy these goggles because you're going to need them in college. So I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I got to bring goggles to college. Haven't used them. If anyone listening to this needs science goggles, please let me know because they're just in my drawer. And I'm like, why did I do this?
You have to have them for chem labs. And you have to have a big coat, too. So any person that's taking chemistry next year, you could just give that to them. Or you could sell it.
Okay,
sell them. Are they out of the bag or no?
No.
Yeah, you could sell them then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hearing you talk about dental stuff, it reminded me of my favorite Christmas movie, Rudolph.
I get that so much.
Really?
I get that so much.
But not for long because you're IT now,
I am,
baby.
I'm going to be the boss of all the ITs.
Oh.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Your business information systems, and basically all the kids that are computer science majors and all them, they're going to be the ITs.
You're going to control them.
Yeah.
You're going to scare them.
Yeah.
So have you had any classes related to that yet?
No. Well, kind of. You have to have a communications class, and I'm almost done with that, but that got canceled today. That's why I'm here.
Nice.
Yes.
Is that just, what class is that?
It's interpersonal communications. It's not like public. It's a little bit of public speaking,
mm-hmm.
but it's more of learning about. It's like introductory to communications, which I always make fun of communications majors, which is kind of mean.
Oh my god!
Because like,
I feel attacked.
But, oh my, you're fine. So, I under I don't give them enough credit than they do, because that class is a little bit tricky sometimes. It's a little bit tricky.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Do you plan on minoring in anything?
I wasn't going to, but my advisor told me that with the dual enrollment credits I have, I could only take 3 more classes throughout my time at school and have a minor in history. So I'm thinking about doing that. I'm not sure, though.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
So what, have you done anything cool this week?
Let me think. The drum shop was probably one of the coolest things I did. I didn't even know they made stores just for drums, and that's kind of awesome. Besides that, I just hung out with my friend Ben Doctor all week. So Ben Doctor, if you're listening to this, here's your shout out, buddy.
Shout out Ben Doctor.
Yeah.
So how long have you been a little drummer boy?
Since I could remember. Like, none of my parents are musicians, but my grandmother was a musician, and she got me my first pair of drumsticks when I was like 2 or 3. And then I've been pretending I played drums since then, but actually playing drums probably since I was like 9 or 10.
Cool. So did you do band and all that fun stuff in high school, or just...
Well, I tried band in high school, not in high school, but in like elementary school, 5th and 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it then. I carried it out through there. But once I got to like junior high and high school, I didn't really do that stuff. I don't know how to read music. It's not my thing.
Yeah. Can you guess what instrument I played?
Clarinet.
I hate when people answer that. Also, why do so many people think I play clarinet? What does that say about me?
I don't know. Wait, do you really get that, like, often?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, the clarinet people I knew in high school, there were no guys in clarinet. And I don't know. That's the first one I guessed.
I think clarinet is the ugliest sounding instrument.
Do you know who'd be really upset to hear that?
Squidward.
Squidward.
I played the flute, which was kind of fun because when I was in band and stuff, no one could ever hear the flute, so I could really just do my own thing, and it didn't matter.
That's kind of nice.
It is.
There's no pressure at all.
Yeah. I wasn't good at band, but it was fun. What types of clubs and stuff did you do in high school, or what are you doing now in college for clubs?
Well, in high school, I was more involved because getting into college... Colleges really like to see extracurriculars, but I don't really need to go to grad school or anything, so I really am not too involved here. But in high school, anything you could think of, I kind of did. I did sports, even though I really didn't play. I didn't actually play except for soccer and volleyball, but I was on the basketball team, but I was kind of just like, I was just there for moral support.
Uh-huh.
All my friends played. I think I got maybe a total of 2 minutes in the season, but I just did it for fun. But I did Key Club, Student Council, Prom Steering, Spanish Club, Jazz Band, and Spanish National Honor Society.
Wow, that's a lot. So you're a good Spanish?
Hell no. No. Wait, am I allowed to swear on here or no?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm not good at Spanish. I can like... are you good at Spanish or no?
No.
Do you know
a little bit? I took 2 years of Spanish in high school. This semester, I'm taking French because I'm like, let's just switch it up. I'm bad at Spanish. Let's be bad at something else.
So that's exactly the way I'm thinking it, because I switched high schools when I was freshman year. I went to one high school, and then I moved my sophomore year and finished out there. And I took Spanish 1 freshman year at my old school, and we learned so much on there. And then I went to Spanish at the school I graduated from, and we didn't do anything in there. We didn't learn anything. I know how to ask to go to the bathroom and ask how to get water, and that's it.
I don't even think I remember.
It's like
I know el baño.
Yeah, it's like puedo ir al baño, por favor. Is ask to go to the bathroom, but yeah. Water is puedo beber agua, por favor. Uh-huh. Yes.
See what I remember most about Spanish. My favorite word in Spanish is lechuga. And I say it lechuga, lettuce. I say it so white sounding. Lechuga.
I think I have 2 favorites. I like gatita, which is kitten. Aww. And then there's the way you say club is klub. And I thought that was pretty funny. I laughed about that for like a good 2 minutes, and like no one else thought it was funny.
Yeah, I love the idea of learning languages.
It's such a bitch though.
I like to think I'm a little bit smart, But I don't know. Languages I'm just not as good at. Especially saying it out loud. Because I can memorize stuff like no one else. I can, you know, do that multiple choice stuff. But when I have to speak...
And when you throw conjugations into the mix, conjugations suck.
See.
See.
In my French class this semester, I'm just like, we.
We.
Half of the class, they took French before, so they, like, kind of know what they're doing. And then the other half with me, we're just like, we.
Is it memorization in there or no?
A lot of the class is just the professor kind of sort of teaching us something, but not that well. And then he's, like, asking us a question around the room.
Okay.
So as long as you're not the first person he asks, you're just like, oh, like, shit, I gotta copy what everyone else is saying. So it's not a hard class. I'm just not learning anything.
How often are you the first person to get called on?
Pretty often because...
Oh, no.
I'm that bitch who likes to sit right in the front. I'm like, first day of class, let's go. Front seat, baby. So I embarrass myself quite a lot in that class, but it's kind of fun.
It's okay. It's not. It's all accidental, so it's okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite class you're taking this semester?
Probably calculus.
What's your least favorite class?
Probably communications.
That'll do it to you.
It kind of will.
All right. If it's all right with you, I'm just going to pull up your Tinder profile. It's a little segment question mark that I like to do on this podcast.
That's kind of a good segue. College classes to Tinder.
Yes. My favorite class. All right. I have your Tinder already pulled up because sometimes you got to find people on the streets. And you got to compare. All right, Jake. You are 19 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
When's your birthday?
July 29th, 2000.
2000. July 29th. Leo?
Yeah, I'm Leo.
Okay, I'm going to go through your photos. Oh my god, you have the same jacket. So it's like you're actually that person.
Yeah, I wear that jacket every day when it's cold.
Yeah, I mean, that's what jackets are for.
Well, yeah.
Why were you in the woods?
That's for my senior pictures.
Oh, okay. Hiking boy?
Yes.
Where was this?
Lake George in New York. I went with my friend Dylan.
Oh. Shout out Dylan.
Shout out Dylan.
Drummer. There were lots of drummer pics. I actually told my friends today, looking from your profile, I was like, this guy, he kind of looks like he talks really loud. But I don't think you talk that loud.
I've never gotten that before. I don't talk too loud unless I get really excited about something.
You don't talk loud. I just... From your profile, I'm like, he looks like a loud talker. I don't know why. It's not a bad thing.
It's definitely a bad thing if someone's a loud talker. It definitely is a bad thing.
Not real. Well, to a certain extent, but it's also good. Like, you're confident. Well, you look like you're confident and funny, question mark.
Yeah.
Do you do shows and stuff?
Yeah.
By yourself or with a band?
With a band.
What's the band name?
We're called Greater Revival. It sounds really churchy, but it's far from churchy. And the kids are still in high school, except me and the bass player graduated last year. And we started off playing as a cover band when I was a junior in high school, in bars, county fairs, all that kind of stuff. And then we started writing our own music last April. And we got invited to record four of our songs at a studio, and we made an EP, and that just came out a couple weeks ago on streaming services and stuff.
Oh my word, I feel like I should sponsor you or something. I feel like we should collab.
We should collab. But we do shows kind of to support that. Now we play mostly original stuff and some covers.
That's really cool.
It's fun.
Shout out band. What was the name again?
Greater Revival.
Greater Revival.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, your bio is drummer, flannel enthusiast, I like green tea, and a whole lot of rock and roll. You like green tea?
Yeah, unsweetened green tea.
That's a questionable opinion.
Black tea's good, too.
I just don't like tea.
What do you like instead that has caffeine in it?
Nothing. I don't drink coffee.
You look like you drink coffee.
Is it because I look tired right now?
No, you just seem like someone who drinks coffee.
I mean, yeah, because everyone drinks coffee, but I really don't have caffeine. My family, like, my parents never drank coffee, and I don't know. I'm just scared of getting addicted to stuff.
Addicted to caffeine?
Yeah, addicted to anything.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
I just feel like I am the type to get addicted to stuff. Not to get too emo this early on. We're like 16 minutes in the podcast, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm scared of commitment. But green tea, whenever I go to coffee shops, I don't order coffee. I order chai tea latte. And I love saying that because I just sound so pretentious.
Pretentious is that? I don't know if pretentious is the word for that. I don't know what that's. That's just fun to say.
The word pretentious?
No, chai tea latte.
I think they're both fun to say.
I agree.
What do you order when you go to a coffee shop? Green tea?
Unsweetened tea.
Unsweetened tea.
If they don't have unsweetened green tea, I just say unsweetened black tea.
And your anthem is The Cold Wind by Greta Van Fleet. I gotta be honest, I've never really gotten into Greta Van Fleet.
Have you, like, listened to them before or no?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can you name a song you've heard or no?
The Cold Wind. No, I can't name a song, but I have listened to them.
Okay.
What other bands and artists are you into?
Greta Van Fleet's probably my favorite band at the time. I've seen them 3 times. They're really good. I really like Movements. There's a new band called Black Coffee, but they're changing their name soon.
They should change it to Green Tea.
That'd be awesome. Dude, that'd be so good. And then other bands. Dirty Honey's good. Junk Bunny and Fiddlar. Those are probably my top favorite bands.
I like Fiddlar.
Dude, Fiddlar's so good.
I was really scared because that whole time I'm like, oh shit, like I don't know the bands that he's saying, but I'm like, okay, Fiddlar, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, and Led Zeppelin's my all-time favorite band, but like, I'm just talking about stuff I've been listening to a lot lately, but Led Zeppelin's my favorite band.
Yeah, good stuff. Good indie rocker drummer boy flannel wearing green drinking stuff.
This sounds about right.
So what are your other hobbies and interests that we haven't already discussed?
I just really like hanging out with, like, really close friends. I guess hobbies, probably claymation.
Really?
Yes. That's like, besides music, that's my other deep passion. I really am into that stuff. There's an artist named Lee Hardcastle, and I love his work. It's insanely good. And, like, I just love the way claymation works. I love the way it looks when it's all done. I like the process of it, like, the sculpting and everything like that.
So, have you ever done your own sculpting and stuff?
Never. That's the thing about it. I'm not an artist. I'm not good with my hands.
I feel like you should try it, though.
I should try it.
I even want to try it right now.
Just, like, buy some clay and just, like, go to town on it. Like, I'll try.
I mean, the sad thing is, I don't know. Whenever I hear the word claymation, I just automatically think of Gumby.
Yeah.
I think it's very typical.
Yeah, it's very typical. A lot of people think of, like, Chicken Run and, like, Wallace and Gromit and that kind of stuff, too. But, yeah, Gumby is, like, probably, that's one of the earlier starts of claymation. Gumby's really cool.
So there's still a lot of modern-day claymation?
There's some. It's not very... I don't want to use the word mainstream, but, like, it's not really mainstream. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. A lot of popular things nowadays to do. It was really popular in the 90s, but music videos. And also, what's more popular now is TV and movie ads, like Rick and Morty. Lee Hardcastle does the stuff for them. If you're watching Adult Swim and you see a claymation Rick and Morty, that's all Lee Hardcastle. He also did the claymation things for the new Child's Play movie, and that was pretty cool. Those are actually really dope. If you're into, like, horror and claymation or anything, look up those because they're pretty dope.
Damn. I don't know. I'm just interested in dental information as well as claymation. I wasn't expecting this from the podcast, but I'm going to be doing my research after this.
Okay.
Any other fun hobbies or, like, cool tricks? Cool party tricks?
I don't know about party tricks, but I can, like, make a lot of weird noises. Like, but I don't know if I'll get into, like, all of them today. But I can, like, I can do, like, the typical, like... It doesn't sound too good on a microphone, but it's, like, the raindrop thing.
Yeah,
and, like,
cool.
The Drake and Josh movie thing, though.
I love this. On the microphone.
I don't think you can, like, pick it up on the microphone, though. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's really... an intimate in-person experience.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot of party tricks at all. I'm not a party trick guy. I don't know.
Me either. So, back to Tinder talk time. What are your reasons for using Tinder?
Honestly, a lot of my friends use it, and it looks kind of cool. And making profiles for shit's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And just to see who you match with is kind of cool. Because, like, you can pick who you match with, which is kind of the cool thing. And I guess there's a thing where even if you don't like the person, but they like you, you can see who they are, but you have to, like, pay money for that. That's kind of weird. That kind of defeats the whole purpose of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I guess my main reason for, I don't like, making friends is cool, but, like, whatever comes out of it comes out of it. That's mm-hmm. the way most people are about it, so I guess that's where I stand on it. What
yeah.
about you?
Sorry, I just get so taken.
It's all for the podcast. It's got to be all for the podcast.
I mean, honestly, now it is for the podcast. I keep telling my friends, I'm like, I can't even enjoy Tinder anymore because it's like my job now, which is not true. I am not getting paid for this, but if anyone wants to pay me, I wouldn't be that mad. I think I've already said this in an earlier episode, but I just was weirdly fascinated by dating apps from, like, the time that I knew about them. And so the day I turned 18, I'm like, the day has come. It's Tinder time.
It's Tinder time?
Yeah. And it was weird starting out, and I didn't meet up with a Tinder match until, like, a year and a little bit after having the app. So it's like, what is the purpose of this for me? You know?
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Like, I haven't met up with a Tinder match except you, but, like, this is for a podcast, and I think it's just a cool concept for a podcast. I've never heard anything like that, so I think that's dope.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
But
I love my support system. Oh, that's too bad you haven't met up with anyone, though, because I can't ask you the good, juicy Tinder questions.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I'm still very new to it. I didn't get it till, like, last Friday or Saturday.
Oh, wow. You are fresh off the block.
I kind of am.
So, just starting off, how often are you using it?
Like, maybe once or twice a day for, like, 10 minutes each, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Have you had a really good conversation?
Yeah, I've met a couple cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try to meet up with them soon? I think you should.
I think so. There's someone that's, like, a campus near mine, and I really like the old Nightmare on Elm Street movies, like the first couple, and she said that she'd want to watch them, so I'm like, I have them, so we'll watch them. I really like those movies, so that's kind of cool. And I've met a lot of people that share the same music taste as me, which is really cool, I think, because that's one of the most important things I think about all this stuff, so... That's one of the main reasons I got it, because you can, like, put the kind of music you listen to and stuff like that and see what all their music people listen to, which is kind of cool. My cousin back at home,
Oh, my God, did you match with your cousin?
No, he's young. He's younger than me, and he had a Tinder when he was, like, 16, and a couple of my friends were finding it because, like, the schools are kind of close. It was so funny seeing his profile. I sent it to his older brother, and that was probably one of the funniest things I've seen ever. I love that so much.
That it's just weird if you're 16 having Tinder.
So many people lie. Like, a lot of the kids in high school, no one in my grade, but a lot of the underclassmen, at least back in high school where I went, like, a lot of them had Tinder, and, like, my friend Troy had a Grindr, and, like, it was kind of funny.
Have you ever gotten a weird message on Tinder yet? I know you're, you know, fresh off the block here. Not a lot of experience, but any weird stuff that's happened to you? Uncomfortable?
Not uncomfortable or weird, but a lot of people have, like, asked me about the flannel thing. Like, they asked me, like, what constitutes a good flannel from a bad flannel. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just I do know, but, like, I don't.
So what is it?
There's two things there's two schools of thought on a good flannel, and the first is comfortability, and the second is pattern. That's the way I always go for it. I have a big arsenal of flannels, and see, the way I think the best patterns always come out of, like, the thinner flannels, but the more comfortable ones are the thicker ones. Like, that's just, but they all have to have that, like, it's hard to explain, but, like, you can't have, like, a regular shirt with a flannel pattern.
Yeah.
It's got to be, like, an actual flannel, which I'm really nerdy about that. It's just what I like to wear a lot.
Nice. It was good to hear from the flannel expert.
Yeah, I guess so.
Little flannel segment of the show. What are your least favorite types of bios?
Of bios?
Yes. What's a bio that you're like, oh, gotta swipe left?
The pickup line one. Give me your best pickup line.
Yeah.
Do you get that a lot on your show or no?
No, I've never gotten that.
Really?
One. No.
I think those are kind of goofy. But, like, I guess they're for some people, just not for me.
Yeah, I mean.
Or the really long bios.
From my side, I hate getting pickup lines as the first message because I'm like, cool, you probably just copy and paste this to everyone you match with.
To have some originality.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of bios do you not like?
Oh, my God. Buffy, I should be prepared. Oh, my God. Guys love talking about heights in their bios, like how tall they
heights.
Are or how short they are.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Which, like, I don't know. I just don't really care that much about height, so I'm like, you have, like, what, 20 characters here describing you, and you're just gonna say, like, oh my God, I'm, like, 6'9".
That's really tall.
No, that's an exaggeration. I don't know, just, like, corny shit that's, like, I want to pet your dog and watch The Office and cuddle.
That sounds a little goofy, but hey, to everyone their own, or however that saying goes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think makes a good bio?
Like, I don't, right to the point. Like, not bragging about, sometimes, like, bragging's okay, but I haven't seen a whole lot of bragging.
Yeah. So,
I think people kind of understand that you're not really supposed to do that, so I think a good bio, just, like, right to the point, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I want something that I can message them about. Like, I want there to be enough information where I can kind of poke fun at them in a way if I can.
Okay.
Or just, like, be a little jokey.
That makes sense.
So either have some good photos where I can call you out on your photo, or a good bio where I can call you out there. Just, I don't know. It's hard when I'm like, I'd message first, but I don't just want to say hi, and I don't know what to say.
Yep. So just, like, as long as something that constitutes an easy message to send.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the thing, too. I feel like you having your interests, it's like people with similar interests are going to be like, oh.
That's another thing. Like, I know a lot of people don't have Spotify, so they can't put, like, their top artists or anything. So, like, just put it in your bio. Put it in your bio. So that's a good thing to have in your bio.
Do you want to critique my Tinder profile?
Critique it? Like,
or just review
what's wrong?
It. You can tell me what's wrong. I can pull it up here.
I don't know if there's anything wrong with it.
Thank you so much. All right, it's on preview. Please don't edit my profile.
I'm not going to edit your profile.
I worked really hard on it.
Emily, are you 20? Is that
I
true?
Am. That is very true. 20 and a half.
20 and a half.
Yeah.
So why doesn't it say 20 and a half on
should
there?
Should it? Should I change it?
Change it to 20.5 if you can. That'd be awesome.
I don't think I can, but I'll try.
Shit. This isn't Temple Run. Don't call me quirky. Why?
Because I get it too much.
Because you are quirky.
Oh, my God.
You're so quirky. and you go to Point Park University.
That is correct. Okay. That's where we are, in the Center for Media Innovation. That is where my show comes from. I'm supposed to say that.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Thank you.
You have Money Machine as your anthem?
Yes.
See, that's a
good
song.
You know 100...
Yeah, no,
you
that's a first thing.
Me.
Yes.
Sorry,
I
forgot
you messaged me. Yeah, it's fine. So, I like 100 Gex. My friend Talia back home introduced me to them, but I don't really... Money Machine's okay. I like Hand Crushed by a Mallet. That's my favorite 100 Gex song.
My favorite? It's not Money Machine. It's the 800 DB Cloud.
That one's pretty cool.
I really like it. It's because at first I get all sad, and then it's like... It's really fun.
That's pretty cool. I like Hand Crushed by a Mallet, and like Gek 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 is cool because it sounds like... There's this thing called Baby Mozart that was on like DVD when I was younger. It was all those sounds sound very familiar, and it seems like they're pulled from Baby Mozart.
Oh my god.
So
that's wild.
That seems like it to me at least. And then it's like 7:45 Sticky. That's pretty dope. I hate Stupid Horse though. That's a terrible song, in my opinion.
I like Stupid Horse.
It's catchy.
I like it for running. Over the summer I ran quite a bit, and so that'd be like my running song. Like, it's a good running beat. I don't know, but it is a little annoying.
I don't like that. You're holding a Kirby.
You don't like that, or you do like that?
Kirby's cool. I have a friend who likes Kirby, so that is kind of cool. No, I wouldn't critique anything. It's pretty good. You even got the little had to do it to him at the end.
Yeah, I do have that.
Are those actual vinyl records on your wall or no?
They are.
What vinyl records are they? Or do you not know?
Okay, this kid at my school, he just left a bunch of his old records in a lobby and was like, these are free, take them. There is one by the Supremes, which I would listen. I don't have a record player. I'm the worst person. I have records and no player. But I'm the first to admit it.
I don't have a player, but I have a lot of records.
Uh-huh. So, this is a little personal, so you can hit that pass button if you want. But what was your dating life like prior to Tinder?
I had a girlfriend for, like, 4 years and a couple months.
4 years and a couple months? That's so long.
It is very long. It was a good very good 4 years, and I'm hoping to continue it someday, but We go to separate colleges that are totally out of the way from each other, so now is not the time to try to make it work, so we're doing our own thing until then. We're still on pretty good terms, but we're just doing our own thing right now.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
I know that on hanging out with Ben Doctor, like always. Besides that, I'm practicing. We formed a band in our dorm with our RA and another RA, and we're playing. It's like if you ever listen to Mac DeMarco mm-hmm. or any of that indie stuff, it's kind of like that. It's not really my kind of music, but it's better than not doing anything. Like I brought my old drums and everything, so we're doing that kind of stuff, and we're just practicing this weekend for that because we have a show on December 4th.
Nice. I'll be there.
Will you?
Maybe. We'll see what happens. That's cool, though. How was your week overall?
It was all right. The only big thing I had this week is I had a calc test yesterday, and that was fine. And then I have a chemistry test tomorrow, which I'll be okay with, I think. But besides that, pretty uneventful week. What about you?
I had a sad week.
You had a sad week? Can you get into that on here or no?
So, I had this, like, almost relationship with this guy since, like, we started going on dates and stuff late March. So, That's a while.
But
also, I went back to Maine for the summer, so we were apart then.
Okay.
And then when school started a little bit after, I'm like, we should take a little break. So we took a little break, but then on Monday we went on a date, and then I ended things, and then I felt like a bad person. And I'm still kind of sad and second-guessing things.
Well, if you're second-guessing things, you just talk to him.
Yeah, but then I feel bad. He said I shouldn't talk to him. Because he's sad about it.
Well, of course he's sad about it. Most people would. Like, I don't know, give it some time, or you can message him and be like, hey, I know if I was in that situation and I really liked the person, then I'd like to get a message from them saying, hey, if you want to work through things, that's fine.
So, yeah, that happened Monday night. Then Tuesday, I'm like, okay, like, I was a little bit sad, but it's fine. It's cool. Then on Wednesday, that's when I'm like, shit, you really did that. Because that's the thing. He was a really nice guy, and it's kind of sad, and I'll miss him, but it's okay. On Wednesday, I skipped 3 out of 4 of my classes.
Don't do that. Don't skip classes.
I usually don't, and that's the thing. I'm like, I haven't skipped these classes yet, so almost the end of the semester, gotta skip it now.
No, you could have just like went through their whole semester. You would have felt so good at the end of the semester. I didn't skip a single class. What classes were they, though?
Ethical leadership, which, shout out my professor. I don't learn anything in that class. The whole class is like, well, this thing is bad, but this thing is bad, so you gotta do the right thing. It's like the same thing every class. He's a cool professor. It's like, I don't know. I just wish I didn't take that class. I also skipped my poetry class, which, it's actually a really cool class.
How many kids are
in it? Because it's like modern poetry. There's only like, I want to say 13.
Oh, so they know if you're not there then.
Yeah.
Oh,
and we're also starting to prepare for our group project, final project. So I felt a little bad, but okay. And then I skipped my social media practices class, which I should skip that class.
I don't know, they could have taught you about advertising a podcast.
Actually, we're talking about podcasts next week, and me and my friend in that class, we both have our own separate podcast, so I'm like, it's our week to shine. We're gonna teach the class. Not obviously, I don't know what I'm doing, as my viewers know, but hey, I'm just scared that somehow my podcast is gonna be brought up and then the professor's gonna be like, oh, so like, what's your podcast about?
Just tell him it's a cool podcast. Like, I know older people won't understand. I don't know how old your professor is, but
she's too old to understand.
But it's such a cool concept, and I gave Tinder a lot of shit for a while, but like after having one, it's kind of cool. But I mean, yeah, it's a cool concept for a podcast. Like, I'll give you a lot of credit for that one. That's
Thank
awesome
you. And we have cool mics and headphones.
You do have cool mics. Like, I feel like this is legit.
Also, you can't see it from here, but there's a way that I could record this as a video. I don't know how that works, and I don't want to mess
is that the
everything
camera
up.
And that's the camera.
Oh my word.
That's
kind of cool.
Don't worry,
I'm not recording this as a video.
That's
but
fine.
I could if I wanted to.
Wow.
Also, can I take your photo after this to put on the Instagram?
That's fine.
That's good, because you know what?
What?
Last week's guest didn't let me, and I was a little upset.
Did he say why, or just like no?
He was just like no.
Okay.
I feel like he was uncomfortable about being known, but I'm like, you do understand that, like, I have like 19 followers on Instagram. It's fine, soon enough I'll have like 19 million.
You probably will, honestly. Like, if an egg can get, remember the whole egg situation?
I do remember.
See,
the whole
anything can happen. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I just gotta find my egg.
You do gotta find your egg. You do gotta find your egg. Mine too.
What time do you usually go to bed?
Like 2.
Oh my god.
I don't have class till 1 though, so I get up at like 10.
I like to hit the hay at 11. On a perfect day, I'm asleep by 11.
That's really nice. Do you have early classes or something?
Not really. I mean, Thursday and Friday, I have to go to work at 7 a.m.
Okay.
So I like to get my sleep then. But a couple of days I have classes at 9:40, but I don't think that's that early.
That's not too early at all.
No.
Like, next semester, my classes are at 10 and 11. It switches between 10 and 11, but right now, I have all 1 o'clocks, but on Tuesdays I have an 8 a.m. chem lab, which is the worst day of the week.
Yeah.
I hate chem lab so much. It's so bad.
Do you need some goggles?
No, I have my own goggles, but I really appreciate you asking.
We should have worn our goggles for the podcast.
That would have been awesome. See, you could have gotten a couple new followers doing that. Like, that's a good gimmick. Like, if you have a good gimmick,
I'd really have to reach out to the goggle.
The goggle community.
Yeah.
They're out there somewhere. You know it. You know
they definitely
somewhere.
Are. Shout out the goggle community. I mean, we can start to wrap things up. Do you have any final thoughts? Anyone you want to shout out or anything? Any final questions for me?
I don't know about, like, I shouted out a lot more people than I thought I'd shout out, which is kind of cool. I don't really have any more questions, but thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh my God, thank you for being here. You are a really good guest, honestly.
Thank you. You're a very good host.
You're very interesting. I'm interested in claymation and dental stuff. Dental stuff. What's the technical term? Dentistry?
I don't know. Maybe if I like continued on that major, I would know, but like that's a lost cause now.
Damn. I'm going to minor in dental.
Are you really?
No. We don't even offer that.
I didn't even know dental could be a minor.
I don't think anyone would do that.
Yeah, you're right. No one would. No one would do that.
Guess what my minor is.
Wait, what's your major again?
Public relations and advertising.
Is it related to that or not really?
A little. Like,
communications.
Yeah. Close, but no, not close. It's graphic design. I don't know why I made you guess.
No, that's pretty are you good at it or not really?
Not really, but it's so fun. And I want to get better at it, so that's kind of why I'm doing it.
Are you saying not really because you're modest or are you just like not good at it at all?
I'm definitely not good compared to graphic design majors. But like, if I'm in a class of graphic design and we're all like mediocre.
Okay.
I'm like
You're pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
Okay,
for
good.
Being mediocre.
Okay. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Also, if anyone wants to design a new Tinder's the Night logo, hit me up. Me just asking for anyone to help me out or sponsor me. Are you passionate about granola bars?
No.
I kind of am.
Are you really?
Kinda.
Like,
I.
What level passionate? Like, me about flannels or, like, a little bit below that?
Probably a little bit below.
Okay.
But I really like Lara bars. They're fancy because there's only, like, 6 to 9 ingredients in each of their bars, so it's very natural.
Very organic.
Very organic.
Wow. Are they good or, like, not really?
The first time I had it, I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. But the thing about me, I love learning how to not hate stuff. So I just keep eating or drinking. Like kombucha, the first time I had kombucha, I'm like, this is the worst.
What's kombucha?
Kombucha is fermented tea.
Okay. What's the difference between that and regular tea?
I have no idea. It's fizzy. It's, like, really fizzy.
Is it, like, bubble tea or no?
I've never had bubble tea, but I do not believe it's like that.
Okay.
It's kind of like tea, but with a little bit of vinegar.
That sounds horrid. That sounds completely terrible.
It's not actually vinegar. But
oh, okay.
It's, like, vinegar vibes.
Okay, I'd probably try it.
Yeah, you should try it. You should. But that and Lara bars, it's, like, this is really gross, but I'm going to keep eating it till I like it or drinking it.
There you go. That's a good way to be though. Build a tolerance to it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to Tinder's the Night podcast. You can follow at Tinder's the Night pod on Instagram or at Tinder podcast on Twitter. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you very much.
And thank you to my listeners. Have a great day or a great night or a great life. See you next episode. My episodes come out every Sunday. What a good day of the week to listen to a podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye.